Welcome to the Randy Sisters. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And wow! June is still here.
That's right. Summer is in full gear.
Full gear! It is pumping in!
Do you feel like it's summer?
A little.
It's kind of cool around here.
It's been chilly at night.
I know. It's like 60 degrees at night.
Yeah,
I feel kind of spoiled. Is that
you
people
feel spoiled?
Is that people feel up north? They're like,
yeah.
We don't have to run our air conditioner.
Oh, wow.
Is that how they feel?
That's quite a voice you just
I didn't want to mock their voice. I just wanted to mock what
they
say.
Well, no.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of northerners.
Okay.
And I just want to say, sometimes they try to do an abutry of our
southern accent. Southern language.
Well, that's it. Park the car.
Park the
car. Technically, we can.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just gonna, that I'm saying we should, but our grandmother on our dad's side was from New Jersey.
Yeah. So. Well, our grandfather was from New York.
Yeah. But then they also were from Germany.
But we can also make fun because we're in the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we were there, we wouldn't.
Yeah.
But we're here, so we can.
So we can.
That's the way that works.
And you guys make fun of ours, and you're like, oh, you Southerners.
Yeah.
You all sound like this. We actually don't.
No, we don't.
We sound normal.
Yeah. Normal?
I don't know.
Here we sound normal.
Here we sound normal.
You're outnumbered.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Poop on
that
stick.
All moving down here. I don't know if you were watching, but there were a lot of people on Instagram for some reason.
Okay.
That were doing a lot of ranting over people moving down here.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was like,
oh.
I thought I was missing something.
Simpsons.
I don't like anybody moving down here or over here or across here.
I don't really like anybody
here.
Moving anywhere.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. But just stay where you are.
Oh, PTSD.
Oh,
hello, darkness, my old friend. But Libby, the summer's in full swing. And how's it
sure is.
How's it going for you?
Good.
It's going great. We went to the pool.
We did.
Pool's
put
nice.
Put our feet in the water.
That's right. The pool was nice.
I had a really, magical moment.
At the pool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to know what it was?
I don't know. I have a feeling it has something to do with a mermaid moment where you whip your hair back.
No, I haven't done that yet, but it will happen.
Okay.
My little mermaid moment. That's what I like to call it.
Mermaid moment.
And so I was doing it before everybody else was doing it. Just want to say.
It's true, you were. I have a picture of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to say was my magical moment was that I had my feet in the water.
Okay.
Out of my feet in the water, and then I was reading a book.
Okay.
Man.
Is that a magical moment for you?
I don't know. It just felt like, oh my gosh, you know?
Okay.
I don't own the pool, but I felt like I own the
pool. Well, we were the only ones there.
Yeah, we were.
Until someone tried to come in.
I mean, we pay our dues, so there you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does help.
It does help.
I love when the pool is... I love the drama that's going on with the pool.
Yeah.
And then the drama that goes on with the pool.
I don't, because, see, I get really uncomfortable when these things happen because I'm in the water.
Okay.
And I can't hear when I'm under the water.
Oh, yeah.
And I just get uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, we're there. We're enjoying our time.
Yes.
And here comes somebody wanting to be let in.
But we can't do that.
So here's the thing about it. It's a neighborhood pool.
Yes. Read your case, Katie.
Yeah, we come in with a gate key, which is like a card.
Yeah.
You wave it, the gate opens.
Magical.
Okay? Sometimes there's been years where it hasn't worked.
That's true.
There's been a lot of complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But most part, if your dues are paid on your house, the gate opens.
Yeah.
So I'm swimming by the pool, minding my own business.
Yeah, that's right.
You were over there doing whatever you were doing. I honestly don't remember.
No, I was just
swimming. Glad you weren't drowning.
Swimming. Yeah, thank you. I can't drown.
I was paying you no mind.
Yeah.
But you're a grown person.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well,
swim.
Let's use it in that context. You're a grown person. If you drown, you drown. It's fine. You're going to cost the same anyway. You know? That's what it kind of was like. You die, the same. You know?
No. You were fine.
Right.
I just don't remember what you were doing.
Probably something mermaidy.
This young girl, sure. This young girl comes over, and I think she was a teenager.
Yes.
She comes over, no reflection, comes where the gate is.
Mm-hmm.
Open the gate for us. I'm gonna stop you right there. This is my phrase for 2023 summer.
Yes.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Oh.
That's my phrase.
Is that yours? Mine's no comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Love
mine
it.
Is, I'm gonna stop you right there. So she comes over there. I know I'm already shaking my head.
You are.
No.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to get your key.
It's real.
And she was like, why? Because that's one of the rules, is you're not supposed to come in the pool.
Right.
unless you have your key. I can't be responsible for things that get broken and stuff and then get questioned why I let someone in, because it's against the rules.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, who made those rules? Well, the Homeless Association. And how do you know? I've lived here for almost 25 years. Oh, well, that's nice for you. Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
It was every fiber in my being to not come across that gate and just go at her.
Yeah.
Because everybody in my head
Fire!
Was screaming, get her! Yeah. I said, get her. Don't think.
Don't think others, okay? She didn't say,
no, I said, get her.
She said, get her.
And while we're having the discussion, a very little boy, probably almost two or three.
He was so little.
Comes, and he has little noodles on, and he has no bathing suit on. Just a diaper. His clothes and his diaper.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that happens sometimes.
But
sometimes
he was a really little fella, like 2 years old. And this girl looked maybe about 16 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I'm thinking, absolutely, I'm not letting you in, because what if this little boy drowns?
Yeah, and we've already had cases at our pool that things have happened.
And I was like, mm-mm, I can't have that on my conscience. Yeah. No way.
Because somebody let someone in, and their little boy.
Yeah, but they didn't let them in, and that happened.
No, they did.
No.
Are you sure?
A key. Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was busy on his computer.
That's what it was!
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. But still, watch your children.
But I was like, that's not happening to me.
No. You're not having that on your conscience.
Absolutely not. And I was like, I keep shaking my head. No, I'm sorry. And she was like, you're like the only one that won't open the gate to kids. And I was like, you don't know any mom around here. Because they absolutely said the word no quickly.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm sorry. Just go home and go get your key and everything will be good. And she just kind of, and she was eating an apple too, wasn't she? And that was really, at my nerves. Everything about that was just getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
And she goes off, and she was with someone else, and they whisper, and then they leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. My gut feeling didn't live here.
Nope.
No. We have a lot of construction going on.
Yeah.
We also have, in the past, had families come. I think the goal was to put the little boy over the gate, open the door.
We actually sat at the pool one time.
Had that happen.
And it was quiet, and we literally saw a mother swoop over a kid. Yeah.
And it was one of their kids that they went to the school across from our pool.
Yes.
And they wanted to come swimming.
And we told them, you're going to have to leave.
You got to leave. And if you don't live in this is a neighborhood pool.
Yeah, you can't
do it. So my gut feeling is they didn't live here. I don't think she had a key.
Nope.
At all. She did either. So it's not an uncommon thing. We've had groups of families come.
Oh, yeah.
And try that. We've had people wait in the parking lot to see if someone will leave so they can do it.
We've seen it happen so many times.
Pool kickoff. There you go.
There you go.
Right out of the gate.
Straight out of the gate, guys.
Don't you remember the one that was a big deal?
Everybody had those cool.
Yeah, everybody had those cool CD looking things.
Nobody has that anymore. Straight out of Compton.
Felt cool. Yeah. I loved those things. There you go. You're welcome.
There you go. I do have to say that the summer has started off with quite a big thing. I think the good thing is, though, the summer with the pool is, you gotta go ahead and get that out of the way.
You gotta get it over with. And then you can enjoy the rest
maybe
of the pool.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you just needed to get it.
And maybe that little girl went and got her
key
at some point.
And maybe she came back. I don't know.
She didn't come back while we were there, and we were there for another hour, 2 hours.
We were there for a while.
Yeah, she didn't have a key.
She didn't
live here.
I would have to say that's fun.
It's fun. We've had to call the police at the pool. I'm sure we should have probably a pool story.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I love that. Let's do that.
There's something about water and people that
just go crazy.
Get out of control.
Yeah, what is that? Guys, you really need to figure out your moral scope.
It's just like, I love the pool.
Right.
But people just can't handle the power. The water, the lightness, the freeing. I don't know.
I don't get it. It's not fun. It's just the pool.
It's
a body
relaxing.
Of water. Yeah.
It's a body of water. That's it.
You don't need to be in it all.
No, it's okay.
You don't have to be rude.
You could go somewhere else.
What
or
is it with
buy
these
a house
kids
here.
These days?
The kids these days.
Yeah.
You know all about kids.
Yeah, I do.
You started Wacko Wednesday.
Wednesday, baby! I did.
Yeah.
And I told you I was going to tell a story on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm so looking
And you were a little
about
nervous
it.
About
I'm
it.
I'm always nervous when you look at me and say, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, but I got a great story. And the look on my face is, yikes, who knows?
I got a really good one.
Okay.
So, in my team, I am one of the captains.
Yeah,
for the team, one of the leaders for
green
the
team?
Green team. Great
call?
Team, love it so much.
What do you call? What is
green,
your name?
The Very Green Turtles.
Okay.
Hey.
That's a lame name.
Okay, well, they picked it. Anyway.
Very Green, why would
Very Green Turtles!
Why would they not be green?
Because, Katie, you're poopy head, okay? So, that's beside the point. Yeah. So, I think the group I'm in is, like, 5th and 6th graders. Okay. Sixth graders.
I don't really know. We won't test
you. Oh, well, the pastor's probably listening, so. Doesn't matter. They're really young. That's all I'm going to say. And so, I have some young boys in my group. And specifically the ones that, you know, they go to public school and they, like, know a lot of stuff. Mm. And they think things are funny. Okay. That's kind of inappropriate.
Okay.
And so we were ending one of the games.
I love the way the story is already started.
It's great. And one little boys were, I'm saying little, but they're teenagers, so whatever. To each their own.
Okay? Everybody's little.
Little boys. Yeah. Little boys.
If you're not my age, you're little.
Little. Okay, yeah, well, I have some stories. Anyway, so one of them was laying across the, kind of where we sit.
Okay.
The seats. And so when he was doing that, I said, oh, it's time to get up. You need to get up. I don't know. I really sit down. Well, in my head, I'm thinking, you need to get up.
Yeah.
Stop with the laying down.
But you're using your measured voice.
Right. Which I've been told sounds like a nurse.
What's your measured voice? Let's hear it.
It sounds like this. I need you to get up, buddy. Okay? I need you to get up, buddy. Right now, please.
You use the word buddy?
Yep.
Really?
It's when I'm irritated, I've noticed.
You use the word buddy?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. You don't. You're
one of those. Absolutely not.
What do you say?
I'm going to need you to get up.
Oh, yes. Right now. Yours gets a little hot. Mine's just pretty measured.
Mine starts off with, you need to get up.
Get up.
I'm going to need you to get up. I'm going to need you to get up now.
Yeah, see, mine doesn't do that.
I don't use the word buddy. Pal. We're not buddy and pal.
Bro. So when I get to bro, that's when you need to know.
Like, that's when you need to know.
You gotta go, bro.
Yeah.
I'm about to beat you up. No.
No.
I'm about to send you to see Jesus.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he wouldn't get up.
Yeah.
And I said, son, I'm going to need you to get up.
Son.
And he looked at me and he was like, okay, but wait, one thing. And so one of the boys in the group also comes over there and he's like giggling. And I said, what are you doing?
Were they farting?
No. He told me, let me teach you something. This is one of the boys. And I said, I don't need to be taught what you're doing. I need you to get up. Now. Yeah. And he said, just wait, Miss Lizzie. So they kept calling me Lizzie.
Miss Lizzie.
And I had to tell them.
Was that triggering for you?
It was a little. Because they would say my name and it's Libby, not Lizzie.
You don't love the name Lizzie.
Ugh. Anyway, so they were calling me that. And my favorite thing was he's like, yeah, just let me teach you something, Miss Lizzie. Okay. And he said, this is it. And he takes his hand and it's in the shape of like what you would do with a karate board.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He thought it was super kai.
Yes, okay. Probably. And he said, this is called the karate buns. Yes, stick with me here. And the boy's laying straight on his belly, so his buns are up, right? Yeah. So this did not make sense to him. And the other boy says, look, Lizzie. And he takes his hand, and it goes right between his butt cheeks. And he digs it in there, and he pulls it back out. And the other boy says, ow. Okay, now let me explain. These are little boys, and they're, like, in the age of, like, farting's hilarious.
Why?
Let me stand above your face, and I'm going to fart in your face and see how long you can last. That's what these kind of boys are.
Oh, great.
You see what I'm saying?
Yikes.
And he said, that's called the karate buns. And I said, do not do that again. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
Do you understand me, sir? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then the other one's like, but it's funny. I don't care. Please
don't
do not
ever
do, that,
do
again.
That again.
Please do not do that again.
Never.
And then he looked at me and was like, well, I could do it. Don't touch me.
Yeah. No.
Don't do that to me.
Ever.
And then there's a
do
lot
you
of.
Feel like more
there are a lot of names going through my head right now.
Touch me with your hand, and the only thing you're going to feel is a broken jaw.
I'm going to send you to see Jesus.
Right.
If you do that to me, I will literally do it back. But it's going to be worse.
Cross your face.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm going to stick my hand so far up, you're never going to know.
I'm going to use a puppet.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's new.
You're welcome.
Nice.
I'm great with meanness.
But so that happened. I learned that. That was great. I was like, oh, great. And this is our first Wednesday, too. So I was like, oh, great.
It can only get worse from here.
Yeah. I'm living for it.
Yeah.
It's great.
You should be. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, who knows?
I just thought, you know, I could try that on you. Karate buns.
Don't you dare.
You know what I'm
saying?
And
I will break every single finger you have on your entire body.
Yeah, it's funny.
And your toes.
I'm going to do it anyway.
No. All I can picture is you doing it to one of our dogs and them just freaking out.
Why would I do it to our dog?
I don't know, because you're that kind
of
person.
But it's the point of your hand getting stuck. And, like, he was like,
I know what the purpose is, but it's not a funny game.
Somebody reminded one of the little boys we still are around. It really reminded me of him, and I was like, man, he'd live for that.
Nope, don't love it. Yeah. Don't love it at all.
There you go.
Well, you have
buns.
You have an exciting summer to live through, because this was only the first one.
Only the first
this
one.
This was only our first pool trip, so, you know, it can only get worse from here.
That's right.
So, way to go.
Way to go, us. Yeah.
But, you know, with it being the summer, the discussions and games, if you've ever watched The Office, one of people's favorite episodes are. Not one of my favorite episodes, but I did like it. Okay. Except for Pam and Jim. Right. They're a little mean in this episode.
They are, and I don't really like that.
Episode of The Office, where the fire starts, and it's set by Ryan. Yeah. Ryan started the fire. But Jim and Pam are out there playing games with everybody. What would you bring on a desert island? They also play other games, but we're not gonna talk about those games. But what would you bring on a desert island with you?
Right,
you know, like what are the three movies you would watch on a desert island? Yes, and that means you could only watch them over and over again.
Right,
and then or what books would you bring with you on a desert island? Mm-hmm. So what would people bring on a desert island with?
Well,
them?
Katie,
yeah.
While you asked that,
yeah.
I asked that.
You asked that. Way to go.
I asked my aunt. I hit my hand.
Oh, way to go. I love the paint. The people can't see it, but you have paint on your face.
I do.
And as you're talking to me,
yes,
it looks like you have another set of eyeballs right below.
Is it really?
And I get a little dizzy by it.
Do you?
I've also had some medication, some allergy.
Whoa!
Not that kind
of thing. Katie's a druggie!
No, don't flag our podcast. Allergy medication.
Don't do drugs, kids. Sorry.
Allergy. I had a terrible headache. Yeah. And I can feel the fact that I'm slightly looser than I should be.
Yeah, that's great.
Because the kids I have worked
karate bun time.
Have not no karate buns. I'm not that loose.
Yeah.
Didn't go on my nerves at all. And I can tell because my medication has made me really loose.
Yeah.
So I am in for this discussion today.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is good. I love loose Katie.
Okay. I don't.
Loose doo-doo-doo-doo.
Loose. So my kind of loose.
Loose doo-doo-doo-doo.
No.
No.
My kind of looseness goes one way. Really happy or really angry.
I think it's in between. Because you're not really giggly right now.
No,
but
not.
Maybe we could savor it. You know? Maybe get in the moment.
Sure.
But so, yes, I did ask. Mm-hmm. I asked everybody, what would you bring with you?
On a desert island.
On a desert island.
Yeah, I love the people, too. Yeah. Because they're literal people.
Literal people.
The one that they play in The Office is kind of more of like a jokey thing.
Mm-hmm.
These people took it serious.
Yes.
Way to go on for our listeners.
Very good.
Because our listeners are serious.
And we love that.
Yeah.
So yes, I did ask, I said, what three things would you take with you on a deserted island?
I knew at some point. Deserted?
The desert island. The desert island.
What would you take with you on the desert island?
You know what that makes me think of?
Shark girl? Whoa, one of these.
No. Shark boy and lava girl.
Did they have a desert island?
There's a desert island. Who remembers that? If you are listening and you watch that, I want you to DM me right now.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I hated that movie.
Okay, we're done.
And I love Jacob.
We're not going to talk about it anymore. We're done. Okay? So, I wrote these down really fast.
Okay.
And if I say something wrong, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
And if you're bothered, I can't
make
help.
Make a podcast about it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. So, first up, we have a Bible, a blanket, and a knife.
I love that.
Her three things, that makes sense to me.
Right.
So, good on Bible. Nice.
Yeah, you need the Bible.
Now, I just want to say.
Yeah.
When you're on there and you got the Bible, you know, you got the Word.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to make a fire.
Don't burn the Bible.
Don't burn the Bible. I heard somebody DM'd me.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, if I take a Bible, and this was not this person, this was another person. And they were like, I'm probably going to end up burning it. And I was like, whoa.
Demon.
Stop
DMing
me.
Do not. Make sure your island is away from my island.
Don't be near my island with that crap.
Because I need the
If you're burning the Bible,
the blessing.
We have new. But this person, like, means reading.
Yeah.
Like, reading the Bible.
You need the encouragement.
You gotta read the Bible.
And a knife. So you can cut the person that wants to burn the Bible.
So then you're not. Oh.
Go.
Yeah. Then you're not gold. And then the next one, we have a lighter, a knife, and maybe a satchel. There you go.
Yeah.
I get the satchel. That's a great idea.
Because you got to put everything in there.
You got to put all your thingamabobbers in there.
Yeah, okay.
And I mean, like, you really got to, okay? Because, you know, you never know. You could be on the run. Okay.
On the island?
Yeah.
I thought
the islanders on there.
I thought it was a deserted island.
Oh, right. Sorry. But you don't really know that. I want. Is it really ever really dessert?
I mean, it is.
Okay, sure.
Right?
Lighter, totally agree with that. But what are you going to do when you run out of gas in that lighter?
We got to make sure you make it count.
Make it count. That's
well, and you can light your fire and practice.
And you can also use the knife, stuff. Too. The knife can be a lighter, too.
That's true.
I love how many people have picked knife on here.
Yeah, a lot of the people. Knife.
A lot of knives. Somebody put this in. It's not very funny, but I get what they were doing here. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God, the Trinity. Get it? Not exactly what we're looking for.
That wasn't what we were looking for. But,
they should already be there. Like, he should already be there.
Yeah. Those are just like, that would be like saying.
That's a funny ha
Well, so here's my opinion. I'm going to be honest with you. That would be like saying my hair. Like, that should already be with you.
Yeah. Well, let's just shave it.
My eyeballs.
Oh.
They're already.
Oh, wow.
They're already
Your
there.
Your teeth.
Yeah.
Well, you might have lost them. You know? These are really
my arms and hands.
What would you do, you know, on a desert island? Yeah. I've seen where some people lose stuff. Like, I mean, body-wise.
Like their teeth?
Oh. Your hair, your feet. Yeah. Oh, no.
Why are they losing their hair?
Why they're losing their hair? Aren't you concerned about your feet?
What about your hair?
What about your nails? You don't do good nail work? Not enough water. Anyway.
What we were looking for.
Not what we're looking for, and I see where you were going. Next thing, this one's kind of smart.
Okay.
Kind of smart. Matches a water filter and a knife.
The water filter's great.
That's nice. You can drink your urine. Oh.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where were you going with it? Beer Grylls?
Beer Grylls.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going to. Drink your urine.
Why do you need to drink your urine?
Because sometimes, you know, the water can be bad.
Just
because
that happens, like, once in a while doesn't mean it happens every time.
Gotta commit, okay?
No.
So this person, I'm going to say, when you filter your
water. How does that work if you're drinking it and then peeing still?
It's going to all filter through. Yeah. It's all salty. Yeah. Getting through there. My thing is, you got to keep it flowing. So you got to have enough water.
What is wrong with you?
And I have a really good thing later that I'm going to go into.
I don't love that.
So, just stay tuned. So then we have our next thing. So, I did have to fix hers.
Uh-huh.
If she's listening, I think she might be listening.
She's gonna love that.
So there are three things on her list.
Okay.
But I couldn't, I'm putting your sister's names in there.
Okay.
Okay? But just so she knows.
Yeah.
Her sisters are three people. Two people. So, that's three things.
Okay.
So it is food and her sisters. She has two sisters.
Okay.
Really nice. Now, one of her sisters did do this thing.
I did not include her on
the list. But it's okay.
That's okay.
She's included. They're on her island.
Yeah, that's the
That's what matters.
I would want you on my island.
Okay.
I mean, I would want you far away.
Yeah, we gotta be on separate islands.
Because.
I don't want you on my island. And let me explain why. Okay. I just don't want you to see that side of me.
Oh, okay.
You know? Like, you've seen all sides, but like that one?
You don't know. I feel like I would thrive.
Indecent.
Okay.
Not that I would get, like, naked. But
this
like,
isn't naked and afraid, Adam.
No.
No, no, no. We always
And I just want to say, that stuff is real. That's raw.
Naked and afraid?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
There's
nothing about that you need to be naked and afraid in the
But, moment. Like, I've watched it, and, like, whoa. That stuff is wow.
I don't like it.
Like, that's so wrong and so uncomfortable.
I don't like it. For some reason, I got caught up watching that because I just can't get over the people stay that way.
We're not Adam and Eve, okay?
No.
We're not made for that. Well, we are made for it. We were made.
But they were
like that.
When they were cast out, they went and made clothes for themselves.
Yeah, and I think.
So that to me means we must always be clothed.
I watched one where one
I'm a literal person.
Yeah, I did watch
always
one
clothes yourself.
Where one woman was like, why not? I'm just going to let it all hang out.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do
okay?
that.
Okay?
So what side are you, like, going to become ravenous? I don't know. Is it like you got rabies? I don't know.
No, I don't have rabies. I'm hoping I don't have rabies. Suck my blood. Okay? Well, then you have rabies. Ooh, that's not good. Don't know how to get rabies out of me. Maybe you pee it out?
No, I'm on another island.
Okay. So
she actually get mad.
What kind of food is she taking? That's my question.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't ask that question.
Okay.
And last but certainly not least.
I'm just stuck on the island thing.
So last but not least is, so I wrote this down and I don't really know what I wrote down.
Okay.
So we're just going to go with pot. I think she said pot.
Like pots?
No, not like pot. Like a pot. Like a pot cooking.
Cooking. Okay.
Not like.
Let's.
Not smoky dokey, but like.
Let's reflect.
I'm going to say pot, but she probably said something else, and I wrote it down too fast for me to understand my own handwriting.
Pot like a pan.
I apologize. I'm apologizing for my failure of writing down stuff. Okay? So I'm going to say pot. I don't want to. But you might have been something else with P, and I don't really know. If you're listening to this and you said pot, I follow it. Well, maybe you didn't say pot. I don't know. You know, this really leaves it to the imagination. Okay?
Sure.
Maybe she's using it to go potty.
Okay.
Everything is potty land, really, if you think about it.
Okay.
Just make it a hole and just go potty in it.
Yeah.
You don't really
and you're on your own island, so it's fine.
So, we're going to leave with that. Pot. Okay. Okay? A helicopter. And food.
Okay, so you...
So, I think what she's thinking of is she's thinking ahead. She has a walkie-talkie, and she's like, oh, helicopter, we're come back on, to bro. Bear again. Yeah, back to bro.
Bear.
Back to Brer. Oh, no. Oh, no. Back to him, and she's like, bro, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And then he comes.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh, I saved you. I don't know how to do an Australian accent.
That's don't. You are mighty. You're betting 1,000 here.
So there you go. Okay. Now, I don't know what you said. If you said pot or something else,
it's fine.
Don't know.
It's fine.
So there we go. So that's everybody's three things.
Okay.
So let's keep on rolling with this. All right. This is going great.
What was another question you asked?
Do you think you could survive on a deserted island alone for very long? Yes, I could with 36%.
Oh, not very high.
Versus no, not at all with 64%.
Okay.
Well,
where do you fall in there?
No, I do not think I would.
Oh, okay.
And let me explain why. Again, I don't know what I'd do.
Okay.
Now, if I had a lover were you on there with me,
I'm gonna need you to stop. I'm gonna need you to stop. Now, yeah. Are you gonna become a cannibal or something?
No, I cannot eat people.
I am just.
Let me explain. Okay, when I'm alone on an island by myself,
yeah,
I don't know what to do.
Okay,
I might as well just die.
Okay,
but
don't do that.
But what then happens after a while? See, I'm a slow burner.
Okay,
okay, like I'm gonna boil over after a while.
Okay,
but like I'm gonna go crazy.
Okay.
But I'm gonna go crazy. Like okay. I'm gonna find so many. I'm gonna paint my face. I'm gonna hunt something.
Yeah, because clearly you love painting your face.
Okay, that's rude. I'm going to make mud putts. You know,
mud putts.
Yeah,
like mud huts.
Maybe. Oh yeah, that's fancy. And then I'm gonna hunt bears down. And I'm.
You're right.
I'm gonna. No offense to bears.
Let's not have sister islands.
No offense. If you're what's it called? A vegan.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't listen to this part. I'm gonna take bears and put their skin on me. You know, clean it first and make really nice.
Do you know
jackets.
How to do that?
No, but when you're in desperate need,
I don't think
you so. Learn the best skills.
Libby, there's no YouTube on this island.
Exactly. There's only your mind. Yeah. This is why you have to watch those type of videos.
Well, let's don't
like watching Bear Grylls literally drink his urine.
Okay.
Boil it. Chug that thing.
Yeah, that was definitely.
He ate helpful. His own poopy.
It was elephant dung.
Oh.
Yeah, not his own feces.
Oh, wrong one. Yeah. Well, he ate dung of an elephant. I don't think there's elephants.
You're right.
Are there elephants on my island?
No, there's not.
I would love to have a
this
pet
isn't
elephant.
Aladdin. No.
Ooh,
no.
Man.
I'm going to be honest with you. After this discussion with you, I think it's really true.
What are you talking about?
We don't need to be on the same island.
We're
going to
be on the same island.
No. I need an island that's far away from you, and you can canoe over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think
once you've calmed down, of course.
Let me calm down.
Because I said I would survive on an island.
Yes,
feel like in stressful situations.
Yeah, you're great. That's great.
Everything comes to
good
me.
Good for you.
And I would thrive good for you. On one.
That's great.
I just want to say, and I feel like my thriving would make you feel bad.
Yeah.
And that would make you go worse.
Yeah.
And I don't need
Cuckoo.
I don't need your negativity.
What if I make in-ground
on my island? That seems crazy.
No, I'm going to do that.
It seems crazy.
Like bunking.
And I don't need your negativity on my island.
Right.
Because
I didn't make a hut outside
thriving.
Out of wood.
I'm thriving.
That's still going.
Because I left quarantine.
Yeah.
So me on an island, I feel like I would thrive.
Okay. What? Well, so let's just go on to the next one. So we have, if you could, okay, this is all an if. Okay, this is all in your head. Again, this is not real.
Okay.
But it could be.
Could be.
If you had your choice.
Yeah.
Of any celebrity.
Okay.
Who would you take?
Yes. This question's great.
So, we have a lot. Okay. Yeah. We have a lot here. A lot of you guys. I just want to say you really came out.
Way to go.
Way
to go.
So, we have the first one with Chris Evans.
That's a great choice.
Yeah. You got to populate where you're at.
I love.
You know? I just want to say before you continue on.
Yeah.
Remember, you're on an island.
I love Chris Evans.
Okay.
The
Holy Spirit's there.
Okay.
You gotta get married. Make your little leaf rings.
Okay.
Married. Okay, so yeah. Then it's not, you know, it's naughty.
Thank you for that.
Then you gotta populate. Gotta keep the island brewing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't Moana think so. This thing. No. Okay? Yeah!
I don't think so.
Got to.
No.
Make little babies. Get out of here.
I'm gonna need you to stop.
Then you have island babies.
I'm gonna need children. You to stop. Whoa! There.
Do you know what I just realized? I'll talk about it in a few seconds.
That's great. Go you ahead. Know what?
Nope.
I'm gonna stop you there. I'm gonna stop you right there.
No comment. Yeah. Keep going. Where were you going with yours?
Is I like Chris Evans' character.
He's your dude.
He's my dude.
But he's not your dude.
He's her dude. Yeah. Because that was her choice.
Yeah.
I just don't think I want him on a desert island. That's okay. All.
Yeah, he's kind of weenie.
Okay. We don't need to be mean
to him. No offense to her pick.
No.
Love her pick, but love he's kind of weenie.
Love Chris Evans, though. Kind of a weenie. But I love his character slightly more than him.
Yeah, you like the mirage.
The mirage.
Not the real
don't
want to
ruin the mirage.
Is he engaged?
That's what they keep for saying on episode. The TikTok.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't seen anything. Yeah. And he didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Kitty.
Park the car.
Park the car.
So the next one is one of the survival gurus. I really love that. That's a really good one.
That's because, a thought out one.
She's keeping it, you know, she's keeping it broad.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
She wants to get off the island.
She wants to get off.
But if you're on there with your right celebrity, you don't want to get off that island. Yeah,
that's true. I'm with you. Unless they die.
Don't need other people on that island.
They might die.
I'm okay with that, too.
Ooh. That's stinky. You gotta get rid of the body.
You just bury. And it's great. It's sand. You just bury them in the sand.
Oh, is there only sand? I was thinking of mud. It's fine. Anyway, we continue on.
Yeah, this topic's going off the rails.
I agree, though. Then the next one is one of my personal favorites, is she picked Robert Irwin.
Irwin. Irwin, yeah.
Robert Irwin.
The son of, the Irwin.
The Irwins.
Yeah.
Okay, she's right, okay? He's more of a teller, you know?
Yeah.
He's a talker. But man, is he cute.
I think also she's thinking that he's gonna identify everything.
Yeah, he's gonna
the leaves, that is the new. Animals.
We should not touch that.
Please don't. I'm gonna stop you there. I'm a stubborn.
I just want to clarify.
Don't do the Australian
accent.
Can
I just say right now?
Beg of you.
I would absolutely love for Robert Irwin to be on this.
That's a really smart pick. And I'll
like,
say.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
She's thinking ahead of the game. She's thinking, oh, we'll be friends. He's a slow burn. It's like a guy. You know, yeah. She's like, okay. Like, this is why I'm getting into this person's brain. You know, I know this person personally, so she loves this. Is what she's thinking is, you know, she's like, right now, we're just friends. Like, he's guiding me through this. We're making it. And then,
we're one day. Fall in love.
Yeah. Whoa, wait. No, he's like a slow burn. He's like, you're going to make eye contact with him over the fire after being there for like a week or two. Because it's a slow process.
You're not going to know the time.
Right. You don't know.
Because it passes
whatever time. And you look at him over the fire and you're like, you know what he's going to find? Those blue eyes are talking to me. That blonde hair? Mm-mm. What the? Yes. And then you fall in love.
Okay.
Then you have, you get married. Because you gotta have a horoscope on this island. Can't be doing that stuff.
I love the way you're digging your hole.
And then you're like, babies.
Time to move on.
You know? But baby, on the island, babies are like, when...
Move on, please!
On the island, it has magical powers.
I'm gonna need you to
so
stop.
So you just draw in the stand a baby, and there's your baby. Like Wonder Woman. I love it! She was made out of clay, though, right?
No, it was sand.
Okay, there we go.
You're right.
I know I was right. I remember my comic book things that really freaked me out. But
way
I
to
love
go.
That. That is so smart.
I love that story.
That is so smart. Anyway, so you're I get done. What this person's saying, and I'm on board!
Along here.
I wanted to be on that island. No. So the next person is, Jesus. They just said Jesus. He's already there, bro. We already clarified! Jesus is already there!
This is true.
But,
again, it's like saying your hair or your teeth or your eyeballs. Please move on.
Jesus is there.
Yes.
Okay, he's already there. And
he made it obviously a magical island where you can have sand babies.
Yep. And Jesus. Well, no, Jesus is not magical. He's already there, okay? Just want to clarify that. That was a hole I didn't mean to do. Anyway, clarifying on. We have the next one, which is my personal favorite as well, Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
I love the Chris's that have been spurred through here. Yeah. I did message the person. I was like, what if he doesn't remember or just forgets? You know? Like, no offense to him.
You are batting 1,000 with this one.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and get all the offensive things out now.
Batting 1,000.
He's going to forget.
He's not gonna forget.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're gonna be like, he's gonna be like, why are we here? And then you're gonna be like, oh, because we're on a desert island, Chris. And then he's gonna be like, right. And then he's gonna come back and he's like, why are we here? And you're like, we're on a desert island! Go on, Chris!
Like 50 First Dates?
Oh, whatever. Is that a movie? That's the movie, right?
With Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. Yeah. Where he has a reminder every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they get married,
instead of every day, it's every minute. What's wrong with you? Because he's stressed. Anyway, I'm with you on that one because he'll just forget. We love that.
True.
And the next one is, I'm not going to say the name because I'm not going to offend anybody that I've already offended. But on a serious note, this person in particular, she picked someone from a K-pop band.
Which we know nothing about.
Okay. And I think...
You know what's really fun is if you go back a long time ago...
No.
Like in our first season, a big rant about how she didn't like K-pop.
Well, that's true. Anyway, I respect this person's pick for K-pop.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say the name because if I say the name, I think I might offend more broader. And
it's
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm more of a silly offender, not a real offender.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Thank you for clarifying that one.
I'm big on not offending anything.
Offends by accident, not by...
Right. Yeah. So this person picks someone from K-pop, and I'm with you.
They could serenade her.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
And through also, the they could also bring good clothing. Like, they might have had baggage.
Oh, that's true.
Like, yes.
Oh, that's
give me the clothes.
True. Yeah, it's like Lost. All
yes.
Your stuff is on the island. Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
So there you go.
I love that.
So, for us, we asked each other these questions.
Yes, and
I knew
this would be really interesting.
Yes.
Now, I want to clarify, do we want to talk about what we would bring on an island?
Okay.
Like we asked the people?
Yeah.
Because I do have a list. I have several lists.
I have three things.
That you would bring on an island?
Yeah. Now, I did, you did books?
I did books, but I have several lists that
you have
I did.
Things?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I did books. I didn't do books.
I did
makeup and movies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, see, again, because it's a hypothetical question of you would watch on an island, of course, on my island, because it had a movie star on it.
Right.
On the plane.
Right.
A screen fell down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is so.
And so, what would the three
crazy.
Movies be that I would watch over
tell.
And over
do
and
tell,
again on an island?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so number one mm-hmm. for me is, I should start at three because it
should
only get better from there.
Oh, there you go.
I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah. Number three for me is You've Got Mail.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
That's my happy movie.
Yeah, I get that.
That's my movie I watched to perk me up.
I get that.
I love You've Got Mail.
Okay.
A lot. It's one of my favorites. Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
Okay.
They make me happy.
Good with that.
They're like the real life couple of a rom com.
Yes.
In the perfect way.
Yeah, not in the weird way.
I
don't think it was the other
way. That would be my number three.
Okay.
My number two movie that I would bring with me is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Because that's my
That's it.
My
that's
go-to.
The ticket. Yeah.
If I am not feeling good, I watch one or two.
That's true. But you're bringing one.
I'm bringing one.
Yeah, you're going
to gotta start with the original.
I'm going to start with the original, and then when you come back to the regular world.
When I get back to the world at some
you'll
point.
You'll be like, I'll take three, too.
Yeah. Three would make me sad.
Yeah. But you could save the tears for water.
That's true.
Filter.
Oh, okay.
Filter smart!
I didn't bring a filter
but
with me,
but then you're
though.
Drinking it again.
I didn't bring a filter.
Oh, you didn't? Just drink
no.
your tears.
No.
Just put them in a cup.
Okay. Yeah. And then number one for me?
Yeah.
Jaws.
Really?
Yep. Jaws.
Wow.
Not only because it's like my number one favorite movie.
Yeah.
It's my number one favorite everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That would be what I would bring, and I think that would make me really equipped to fight sharks, too.
I get that.
On the island.
That's true.
And my boat gets attacked by a great white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's nice.
You're welcome.
So I guess it's my turn to tell my movies.
Your turn.
So I'll go for bottom top, because it only gets better from there.
That's what I just said.
Oh.
Yeah.
You that's where it's it. At? I don't know.
No?
I don't know!
I remember.
I don't remember! Again, I'll go from bottom top. So number three on my list is Tangled.
Oh, that's a great choice.
I know, right?
Who doesn't love Tangled?
Tangled. 100%, because I love that movie. Also, it has music to it as well.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of a toss-up, because...
And you need the music to help you build your island.
Yeah, you do. And you can play it over and over again.
Yeah.
And you don't really get tired of it.
Sure.
Now, that was a big toss-up, because it was either Tangled or Singing in the Rain.
Okay.
I really love Singing in the Rain.
But Tangled won?
But Tangled won, only because the music in it...
Better.
It's a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
But I love singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
Okay? Sure. Just so you know, don't get it twisted.
Sure.
Number two on my list.
Okay.
Black Widow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a controversial pick.
I know.
Those MCUers hate that phase
and
of
I
movies.
Hope they poop their pants.
Because they're jerks.
Yeah.
I love
Black Widow, we could also learn moves from.
Sure.
Copy the moves.
So you're going to watch Black Widow on your island. And copy the moves.
Bingo.
Okay.
And then
that makes tons of sense.
Does make
mm-hmm.
Number one on my list is Guardians, because it would make
you stole my movie. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, number one.
Number one, and because I just love it, and also everybody would love it on there.
Yeah. True.
That's the way it is.
True.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, that's a good
one. You're welcome.
One. Way to
you're
go.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, what I would definitely bring on an island. Mm-hmm. With me is books.
Yes.
I love to read, and I love, it calms me down.
Yeah.
So if I was on a desert island, I could only bring three books with me on
yes.
my desert island.
Yes.
I'm going to start at the bottom.
Okay.
Because it can only get better from there.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. I'm pretty sure that one's mine.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. So my number three book pick out of all, and I have a group set of books that are like my most
Your
favorites.
Picks. Yeah.
So these are the three from my most favorites.
Mm-hmm.
My third book that I would take with me, number three, is Rebecca.
Really?
By Daphne Demir. Funny enough,
Picked
a book by her for our next book
club. Yes,
club.
You did.
Might go into that later.
Yeah.
But Rebecca is one of my favorite, books.
Okay.
I love the story. It also has a movie done by Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes, it does.
Which is also great.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the book because the book just paints the story out better. I love Mrs. De Winters. I love the fact she's never given a name. I love the suspense. I kind of love the way they love each other and then the way it kind of falls apart.
I was going to say they fall apart after a while.
Yeah, I kind of love that. That's my kind of love.
Yo.
Yeah.
Wow, Katie.
That's my kind of love story. That would be my number three pick. I would like that. To read over and over again.
I get that.
So that's number three. Number two for me is Jaws.
Wow. Yeah. Book and movie.
Gotta read them both.
You can have like
You can read the book and the movie.
I was about to say, yeah.
It's one of the few ones that the book is different. I absolutely love this book.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. I absolutely love it.
I'm surprised it's not number one for you.
It's not number one for me. But it was close.
But I feel like I know what number one is.
Number one for me is the...
Sorry. No.
No. That didn't make the cut.
Really?
Yeah, Secret Garden didn't make the cut.
Really?
Almost put it ahead of Rebecca.
I feel like I know what it is.
Number three for me is the Lord... number one for me, sorry, is the,
Lord of the Rings. I knew it!
Yeah. So, in my book, I have them all three put together.
Okay.
You can't not. And no, I know you what got. You're saying.
Oh.
Katie, those are three books.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They have three different titles.
That's true.
But they're one book.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was having to pick, I would say Return of the King.
Yeah.
But I don't have to pick because it's my island. And
that's
it's my
right.
Thing. Number one for me is the Lord of the Rings series.
Wow.
One, because I just absolutely, you want to talk about needing to be transported somewhere? Mm-hmm.
That's
that
true.
Will do it.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Wow. That's good. So I did makeup. And
okay.
I know that somebody out there is like, this is ridiculous. Oh, my God.
But you're living on your island.
I'm living on my island.
That's right.
And there's makeup involved.
And you've already built it.
But it's not what you think.
Okay.
Okay. You see what I'm doing here?
No, I never see what you're doing.
So I'll go from bottom to the top. Because that's where it's at.
That's it!
Is that it?
That's it!
No way!
I'm pretty
is
sure
that
that's
mine?
It. That's yours.
You're sure?
Mine is definitely, it only gets better from there.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's sarcastic sounding.
Okay.
And yours sounds more peppy.
That's right. That's true. So, at the bottom, number three.
Okay.
For me, is, I'm now, hear me out here.
Hear me out.
Is
hear you
brushes.
Out.
Any type of brush.
Well, you know.
Let me explain.
You can do
eye brushes and makeup brushes can be used as utensils.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good, right? And also, you can also use them for other things, but mainly I was thinking of eating with them.
Okay.
That's what I was
You're going to eat with a brush.
No. You're going to eat with the end of the brush. You can use the brush for other stuff.
Like chopsticks?
Yes. That's what I was thinking. Think of it. Luxury? Yes. That's number three. Number two.
Yeah.
Is my personal favorite, which I'm just going to put a little bit in there, is foundation with FPF in it. Yes! SPF.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, not the other thing. Because, think of it. You may be thinking, oh my gosh, Libby, you don't need foundation, but it's got sunscreen in it. And as someone...
It's a double duty.
But this... Yeah, did a double do-do-do. This is not also a sponsor, but I've seen a lot of that lately, and it actually does work. And my foundation has a little bit in it, okay. And it does work. I mean, I'm not burnt. Not true. A sponsor.
None.
But it's real.
It's real.
And I'm just thinking that'd be really smart to take, because you can just lather up in that and not worry about the sun burning your flesh off and getting skin cancer.
Oh, well, that's just true. Saying. Way to go.
Number one on my list. Makeup blenders. Okay? An egg. What? Let me explain why.
Not bronzer or nothing? Mm-mm. So you can look nice and islandy like they do in like Star Trek or something?
No. We don't have time for that. I don't have a mirror.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm sorry. We don't have time for that.
Which I would take a mirror if I could, because then you could get the light and it could put a beam and a boop, boop, boop. Science. No, I'm thinking more of this.
That's how science works.
As if
too.
You're bleeding. Bada bing. Bada bing. Science. Is... You take the blenders, they mm-hmm. soak up a lot of different things.
Okay.
So, specifically, if you're bleeding, it'll soak it up.
Way to go.
Yeah. So, take a whole tub of that on an island, and it'll soak up all your blood.
Okay.
And it'll also sponge off sweat and stuff. But I was mainly thinking of blood.
Okay.
Just well, so you sure. know. Just mainly. And I'm just telling you, I'm going to pack all those things in my desert bag.
All right.
And you could suck on that. All those people out there saying, oh, well, makeup doesn't matter. It does. It matters.
It does matter.
Well, let me know while I'm sitting on my island eating my food with my chopsticks that are made out of my makeup brushes.
Well, true.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I hope you've also picked out your celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know this one's going to be shocking.
It is really going to shock the nation.
And I picked my celebrity.
Yeah, I'm not really shocked by yourself.
Oh, well, you don't need to be mean.
Do you want
to
go first?
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My celebrity that I would take on an island with me.
Yes!
Because our plane would crash.
Yeah.
And we would be the only one.
Because you always go into a plane.
Living.
You know, it could be other things.
Kate. Survivor.
There you go.
Would be me and Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. Called it.
Yes.
Knew it.
So he's not a very deserty person, I'm sure.
No, he's not.
And he's not a survivorist. He talked about that on The Last of Us.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's funny.
Okay.
And I feel like he
might... Lighten the mood.
Yeah. I feel like we would balance each other out because I would not be light in the mood.
Okay.
I would be kind of
crazy.
Angry.
Oh, okay.
And I would be trying to figure out things.
Right.
And he's the man, though, so...
So you think he would figure it out?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I guess.
Yeah.
I just like Pedro Pascal.
And if he's in a fancy suit... That's nice.
Really? I was thinking of an island shirt, you know, one of the Tommy Bahama ones.
Oh, well, what if he's not already in that, though?
What?
Yeah.
You think his suitcase has a suit in it?
Yeah, everyone has a suit in their suitcase.
No.
Specifically,
don't
Pedro
be ridiculous.
Pascal.
Don't be ridiculous.
Mine's gonna shock you.
Don't be ridiculous, because this whole podcast has not been it.
Mine is gonna shock you. Like, I'm gonna shake you in your boots with it.
Okay.
Mine is Harry Styles. Yeah.
Whoa!
Now wait a minute.
He could sing to you.
He would sing.
He could serenade you.
He could
sing to you all the Tangled songs while you're doing all the work. Because I feel like you're gonna do all the work.
That's rude. What I think would happen is we will be in a boat.
Oh.
And our boat will be taken over by pirates.
Okay.
Ever seen that? Which is scary.
Okay, so are you like on a cruise
and we would
or
both,
something?
Yeah. Well, okay, sure. And so then we're going to jump ship.
Okay.
And then him and I are going to swim on the island.
Are you going to have your bags with you too?
Yeah, everything's with us because it's all floating in the water.
Okay.
And some other people's because they all died.
So you took them too. Yeah. Oh, everybody.
The pirates.
So my plane was not good enough, but your boat makes more sense? Okay.
Yeah. And in this whole thing, Harry Styles' suitcase that has all of his outfits in it are in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm able to wear some of the stuff, too. That's nice.
That's for another episode.
That's not the point. Because he's got nice glittery stuff. But him and I would live on the island, and we would rule the island.
Okay.
With our baby. Babies. Yeah! All our babies would know would be island. They would be island babies. They would only know the life of an island. Okay. And then bring them, and then you save us, and then they're like, wacko.
I'm not gonna.
Easy.
I'm not gonna save you.
No, somebody else will save us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I stayed away from your island, remember? Because you were kurakai.
Crazy.
And that was our desert island.
There you go, guys.
You're welcome. I'm so glad we could get to know your desert
Blessed
island.
Blessed you with that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And
the Jesus will be with us on this island.
I hope that we helped you in case you were left on a desert island.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Clearly, we did. Yeah. But you know what you could put on your book list to take with you? Our club pick.
Yes, you could.
You're not going to take it?
Oh, no, I'm with you.
The Last House Guest?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
That was our book club pick, which we wrapped up this week.
We sure did.
That's right. We had our book club party.
Yes.
It was great.
It was very great.
It was very fun. This book club pick was The Last House Guest.
Yes.
This was by Megan Miranda.
There you go.
She's a North Carolina author.
Mm-hmm. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but she did like our book club pick.
She did.
But unfortunately,
not gonna like what we have to play.
We did not care for The Last House Guest.
No, we did not. But if you're into that
but
type of writing.
Some did in our book club.
That's right.
Some did like it.
Yes.
Some did not. I think this was probably the most, either you liked it or you didn't book.
Yeah, that's true.
Our book club has had, this is our third book for this year.
Okay, yeah.
The first one was His and Hers by Allison Feeney.
That was a good book.
The second one was The Maid.
That was also good.
I cannot remember remember the author's name, but it was The Maid. Mm-hmm. That was a good pick.
That was a very good pick. I liked that pick a lot. I was very excited for that pick.
You were.
Yeah.
And this one was The Last House Guest. And we picked this one because it was a North Carolina author. Mm-hmm. And it took place
on
the beach.
Yeah.
No, the beach was up north, not here.
Yeah.
Was that a bummer for you?
No. Yeah, I had it in my head it was here.
But it wasn't.
No, she liked.
I'm pretty sure it was Maine.
She's a liar.
Yeah, she didn't base
it. No offense.
Yeah.
But we should base them.
Our main character was Avery.
Yes.
And the death of her friend kind of set her off.
Who was kind of a hussy.
Yeah, Sadie.
Yeah.
Who I wouldn't call Sandy.
Yeah, you did. You wanted every to call time. A lot of the characters different names.
The wrong names every yeah. time. Yeah. I had a really difficult time with this book. I'm not going to lie.
So did I.
Kind of wanted to put it down several times and never pick it back up.
Ooh.
Okay. If I had not been in the book club, probably would have done
Which we had talked about that with the other girls. We talked about the fact that if we weren't in this book club, we would have put it down.
Yeah, and kept talking about it, and everybody, you know, kept. And especially when some had finished it and we weren't, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to. I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, you
got to
finish it by then.
Because I want to know who did the crime, but I also get really bored with it. The author writes really well at times, and then she kind of loses me at points.
Yeah.
This could be just the way I read.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Some books are not for everybody. Doesn't make it a bad book.
Yeah.
It just means I'm not digging it.
I would say also, if you've read like the, which I said this all throughout.
The Crawdads.
If you've ever.
Sing.
Yeah.
Where the Crawdads sing.
Where the Crawdaddies sing.
I love it when you say Where the Crawdads sing.
Where the Crawdaddies sing. Is the writer of that who, we don't know where she is. She
disappeared.
The way she wrote was not quite like this Megan.
No.
She kind of wrote a lot similar to her, I would say.
Yeah.
The Crawdaddies, she kind of writes in a very broad, like, everything has to be in the writer.
Yeah, they really describe it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas this, Megan, she kind of wrote in the way of, yes, similar to her.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying, like, by detail. She wrote more of, like, the ocean crashing and the salt air.
Not gonna lie, that kind of drives me crazy.
A lot of detail that's not needed.
Yeah.
Because, see, I am the type that when I'm reading a book, I want to know right about the character. Like, right now, I'm reading a book by Julia Herbert. My favorite.
Herbert.
She's really good.
Yeah.
It's called Plain Dead. And she starts right off the bat describing the character.
Yeah.
And I don't think this Megan did a good job, like a bad job at it.
Yeah.
She did definitely give me enough about Avery to, but I didn't feel bad for Avery.
No, and in fact, by the time we got to the ending, which we won't spoil for you.
No.
This is a popular book.
Very popular.
It was a Reese Witherspoon book club pick. I mean, like, that's not as cool as our book club, but
well, one of them.
Whatever.
Whatever, Reese.
But, I mean, like, our book club's bigger and cooler.
Got a lot more going on, so.
Right.
We don't also have
parties.
We also aren't paid to be their friends.
Oh. Don't you think they're paid to be her friends?
Yes, I think so.
Oh. Conspiracy. Grace, you could be in our book club.
No, she does not want to be in our book club.
She doesn't.
Because I just said that.
Oh, well. Sorry. We'll kick Libby out and you could be in our
book club. Whoa! I'm sure a lot of them would agree.
But this was one of her book club picks, so I don't know. So, and she recommended it again this summer.
Yes, she did.
As a beach read. I would have put it down and never picked it back up.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of the writing style.
Yeah. I didn't care about Avery till around the last pages, and by then I was like, okay.
And also, I'm gonna be honest, and I don't want her to be hurt, the writer.
Don't
if she's
hurt
listening.
Us.
But don't hurt us, please. Yeah. Is that she wrote in the style of not, she was really good at describing certain other things, but not good at describing a fighting scene.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know one of the characters that something happens, can't tell you because it's a spoiler, got shot. Yeah. And I thought, oh, you're dead.
Yeah.
Also, I had to figure that out.
Also, I really had a thing for Parker, the kind of dark, brooding, rich boy, because I pictured Ben Barnes.
I did not. I pictured Four.
Who also could be on a desert island with me.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's
for another episode.
That's for another
island. There you go. Now you're getting it.
Maybe I'll just have them on both islands and they just won't meet each other.
That is not right, but does sound good. So can I have a Harry Styles and then have a Henry Cavill one?
No.
Yeah.
No, you cannot.
You want to come to the Henry Cavill Island?
Maybe.
You can't.
But anyway, that and then at the end of the book, I was just like, I don't like Parker at all because he's kind of a weenie now.
Yeah, that's true.
And it lost me. She's
not very good at writing continuous character storylines.
Yeah.
Does
at
that
least
make
for
sense?
This book, she was not.
I'm sure I think she's a great writer.
Yeah.
Like, definitely give me a picture in my head. But not enough.
Not enough that I gave this book a C.
Oosh! That is so harsh!
I'm sorry.
Dang! Megan,
don't unlike my photo, please.
Please do not unlike our photos. She took the time and effort to like both ours.
What did you give it?
B minus.
Okay, well, that's not much better.
Well, I mean, I gave her a B because maybe one day she wants another book.
And the
I'm trying to remember.
And the beach thing was cool.
So I loved the setting. Got me into my beach vibes.
Yeah.
But not as
much
as
summer.
When we read last year.
I'm not mocking
Where's
you.
The Lion Game.
Yeah.
That was definitely giving me beachy vibes.
Well, that kind of scared me too.
That gave me Gary. But not as much as His and Hers.
That
is petrifying. When you're laying in your bed reading a book and you literally cannot look at the ceiling or walk in the dark, that's a terrifying writer.
I'm not going to lie. I think I scarred our book club with that picture.
I think you did a little bit. Like, they all are kind of scared of it. And you know what? Ditto. But also at the same time, kind of love it. Kind of love that thrill.
It was my favorite.
Love it.
I had no idea. I had no idea what this was going to be like. So
yeah, I get that.
We didn't love it. Our next book club pick, like I said, was My Cousin Rachel.
There you go.
So it is a book by Daphne Demure. It's going to be
Daphne Demure.
It's going to be our classic so we can brag about. Yeah. We read a classic.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this. No. And it's no pressure that Daphne Demure's book happens to be one of hers, happens to be on my list.
Yeah, no pressure.
Because I also read Jamaica Inn, and I didn't like it as good.
Yeah. Okay.
I
haven't read it. I said that like I haven't read it. I haven't read it.
I should have liked it.
Yeah.
Because it had all the right vibes, but it didn't do it for me.
Didn't give you the
Still love Rebecca, though.
Ooh.
My favorite.
Okay.
My favorite book.
Don't
know that this will be, so don't take
I don't
it
know.
Pressure. I'm not going to be, like, in the book club, like, if you don't love it, like, oh, this is my favorite author, I don't like you anymore.
Okay,
not
yeah,
at
go
all.
Ahead and say that now, so then when you're later on, you're like, why don't you like you should look it.
I'm not going to be like that at all.
Sure.
I promise. But I'm looking forward to our next book club.
Yes,
summer
I'm very excited.
And guys, thanks for participating in this one.
That's right, guys. And thank you for listening.
And taking the polls and giving, you know, all that. And if you're like, where can I get on these polls and stuff? And
yes.
You should be following at Libby Farnung.
And at Farnung Metz.
On Instagram so you can participate in polls and see photos and hear all kinds of stuff.
That's right. Hey, and while you're at it and you're on your social media and stuff, you should share this podcast episode on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right. That helps get the word out and spreads the podcast around.
Spread the word.
And if you're on Facebook, you should be in the
Ranting Sisters Facebook group for memes, polls, and hey, you could pick what we talk about next.
next. That's right. And you sometimes get to find out what our topics are going to be earlier than everybody else.
That's right.
Whoa. So, guys, pack up those desert island gear.
Yeah. And don't forget to do a karate bun kick.
Do not do that.
Shut.
You know, I'm going to stop you there. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No comment. Bye.
Bye.